Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, it's great to have you join me today for this edition of The Word Works. We've been talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Mind renewal equals spirit dominion. And we keep talking about it. I mean, just week after week after week, more and more revelation we're just wanting to share. And people around us are talking about it. So that's good. You know, they're getting excited and we're just getting more revelation from them too. I hope you enjoyed my brother-in-law, Paul Withrow, had him share the last couple of weeks. And now we're ready to continue on. We'll close out this series at some point. But we've been talking about mind renewal, as I said. And let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, for your spirit within us, your hand on us. We thank you as we learn together that revelation knowledge flows far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we've been talking about five important facts about mind renewal. This is part of one of the last lessons, and we've been breaking these lessons down into 10 to 15-minute segments. But this is one of the last lessons that I taught years ago on mind renewal, and we've been looked at several of these so far. We talked about walking in the Spirit and living out of your Spirit. And number two, walking in the Spirit was number one. Number two was your soul must prosper. Your soul must prosper. Number three, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And today we want to talk about sowing to the Spirit. Sowing to the Spirit. Before we get started, though, I was reading something in a Kenneth Hagin magazine from a CD he had written or ministered years ago. And I'd never heard him say this. This was so cool. Said, In the beginning, our spirit was the dominant force in the world. When Adam sinned, our mind became dominant. It dethroned our spirit being and crowned the intellect. But grace is restoring our spirit to its place of dominion. When we come to recognize the dominance of the spirit, we will live in the realm of the supernatural without effort. God tells us in his word exactly how to put the supernatural to work. And one way we know, of course, we've been talking about is mind renewal. But we've got to sow to the spirit and sow the word in the spirit realm, in our spirit, so that it can dominate our mind. And that's exactly what Hagin was talking about. And we've been talking about spirit dominion. When our spirit dominates our mind, then it can control our body and other situations and circumstances that are trying to come against us, as well as our thought life. So let's start off today looking at Galatians 6:8. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You know, whatever a kind of seed you're planting and the place you plant that seed, that's what kind of harvest you're going to get. And that's the location of that harvest. That's what kind it's going to be. So I want to sow seeds from God's word seeds into my spirit man and have my spirit man be full of the word so that I can draw from it. So the separation between soul and spirit, the place where the word cuts through, that will stay an open pipeline, praise God, to get the word from my soulish spirit realm to my soulish realm so that my mind can be renewed to the word and my will can come in line with God's will and my emotions can come under the dominion of my spirit. Praise God. Connie Bear translates Galatians 6:8 this way. The man who sows for his own flesh shall reap therefrom a harvest doomed to perish. But he who sows for the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap the harvest of eternal life, or Zoe. Praise God, that Zoe, eternal life, that substance of eternal life, that's what I want more of in my spirit. I don't want to sow perishing seeds or attempt to do that into my spirit, because my spirit is filled with the fullness of God. Think about that for a minute. My spirit is filled with the fullness of God. So why am I what? I want to sow negative and worldly and fleshly sense, knowledge, reasoning into my life. See, that's what the spirit is combating sense, knowledge, reasoning. Because as Hagen was, we were reading about Hagen, what he said there, it was the dominant force. Your spirit was, Adam's spirit was. And, you know, when we're born alive unto God. Praise God. And the world system tries to start educating us in its own way. Nothing wrong with a secular education in a certain field, but I'm talking about sowing seeds of doubt and unbelief, discord, harmony, hatred, jealousy, all of that toward us. And then all of a sudden, you've got a fight on your hands, especially when you get born again. You get born again and you realize, oh, all that stuff's of the flesh. And now I've got to deal with that. Well, praise God. Welcome to this world system, but you're not of it. I love that. You're in the world, but you're not of it. So let's sow into the spirit field. Sow to the spirit man. Praise God. And let him be the dominant force. I know the more I've thought about, maybe it's just the older I get, but the more I thought about the Word, the more I get into the Word, the more I want the Word. My spirit man and your spirit man, once you're born again, it craves the Word. See, man's heart, man's spirit craves the supernatural. Praise God. And the Word is something that's supernatural. Sowing to the spirit man, sowing to the spirit, not sowing so much in the flesh. But the more, what was I saying? Oh yeah, the more I get in the Word, the more I want to be in the Word, and the more I look at the world system and say, oh my gosh, they're just going in such opposite direction. And like I was saying, the older I get and the more I get in the Word, that's what I desire. That's what I desire. More of the supernatural, more of what God has for us in His Word, so that my mind can be renewed. All right, Bert, back on topic a little bit. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Let's try to get through that. I'm going to read this from the easy-to-read version because it's easy to read. Remember this, there are some terrible times coming in the last days. People will love only themselves and money. They will be proud and boast about themselves. They will abuse others with insults. They will not obey their parents. They will be ungrateful and against all that is pleasing to God. They will have no love for others and will refuse to forgive anyone. They will talk about others to hurt them and will have no self-control. Wow, doesn't this just sound just like the world? Listen to this. They will be cruel and hate what is good. People will turn against their friends. They will do foolish things without thinking and will be so proud of themselves. Instead of loving God, they will love pleasure. They will go on pretending to be devoted to God, but they will refuse to let that devotion, quote unquote, change the way they live. Stay away from these people. Wow, that's some heavy duty word here. All right, but you can see the works of the flesh, some of the works of the flesh he's talking about. Then he goes on about these people. He said, some of them go into homes and get control over weak women whose lives are full of sin, women who are led into sin by all the things they want. All the things that they want. That reminds me of one of the ways Satan comes, the lusts of other things, afflictions, persecutions, cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and lusts of other things. These women always want to learn something new, but they're never able to fully understand the truth. Oh my goodness, isn't that like a lot of believers? Ever growing, ever learning, but not coming to a knowledge of the truth. Phillips translates that the natural mind, talking about the natural mind, ever learning but not able to grasp the truth. The Amplified Classic says, but they are never able to arrive at a recognition and knowledge of the truth. Always trying to gain knowledge but never gaining it, never growing. And he's talking about women there, but he's also, we could go in some more detail there, but it could be also men as well. But we cannot be deceived. We cannot be deceived. You know, that we've got to understand that we are growing in the Word and we are able to grasp what's in the Word when we keep putting the Word in our spirit. And our this is where the supernatural comes in. You know, we said earlier over in Hebrews, it talks about the Word pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, but praise God, it divides them so you can see the differences. You can understand the difference. But I remember this Bible teacher in Tulsa years ago, Bob Daniel, Daniel used to say something like this, some sort of spiritual pipe between the spirit and the soul. And that's where the word is flowing into the soulless realm. It's flowing in there when you speak it, when you act on it, when you meditate on it. And that's the way your mind is renewed. A lot of people will say, well, I've got to understand it, and then it drops down in my spirit. Now, I'm not going to debate it with you, but I just see that differently. I see it from a different perspective, that the word is spirit and the word is life. It's life-giving in effect, one translation says over there. I believe that's John 6:63. All right, so we've looked at a couple of verses here already about sowing to the Spirit, sowing to the Spirit. Well, I believe it's important in our lives to make a confession of faith. In fact, why don't we do that this morning or the day, whenever, tonight, whenever you're listening to this, let's say this out loud. Thank God, I'm a believer and not a doubter. I'm sowing to my Spirit. I'm sowing the Word of God. The Word of God is renewing my mind so that I think like God thinks, so that I act like God acts. Because even as Christ is, so am I in this world. The Word is working in me because I'm working the Word. I will see a harvest of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope you made that confession of faith with me, and looks like we're still going to plow on through into more about eternal life and how that affects our spirits and how mind renewal is equal to spirit dominion. I encourage you today, let's let our spirits dominate us. They're going to dominate us this week, for the rest of this week, or for the rest of this time. After you hear this episode, we're going to walk in the Word. We're going to let Christ flow through us and affect our mind so that we are walking in God's purposes and God's will for our life. Amen. Praise God. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.